ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Moshe Cohen. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach is on Maseches Menachos Daf Chav Zayin. The Mishnah begins at the top of the Amud and says HaKoimetz Mi'utei Ma'akiv Esruboi, that for any of the avoiders which you have to do the koimetz, it's only when you have the koimetz shalom. If you're lacking a chelik of the koimetz, even if it's only a miut, it's ma'akiv the avoider. Rashi says, Shimchisa kol shu is possible. Now the Mishnah in Zvachim that mem beis omen beis, the Mishnah says, Ve'elu dvorim she'in chayov na'aleim mishum pigul. There's various korbonos, or chalokim of the korban, were there, that isur achilas pigul, with the chiyuv kores, isn't chal on those chalokim. And the Mishnah says, L'moshel ha'koimetz v'adam. And as the Mishnah continues and says, because the klal is that the isa achilas pigul is only nadova shiyesh lo'im atirim. But on the matter itself, on the dam which is the matter of the korban, or the koim which is the matter, the shiraim of the mincha, since they are matirim and nothing is matir them, there they do not have the isu achilas pigul. Now, Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis brings the kashya from Rashi in Menachos Daf Yudalad, where Rashi asks, why does the Mishnah tell us that the koimutz, there's no isa achila because it's a matir? Even without that, it wouldn't be shayach bechlal to have an isa achila's koreis on the pigul, on the koimutz. And why? Because as we know, the klal is that the isa achila's pigul is only chal once it's kol v'kol matirov. And even if you have a machshava b'sha'as shchita or b'sha'as kmitza, it's only chal the issa once it's kol v'kol matirov after you did the shchita, kabbalah, hilach, and zrika, or by kmitza you did the kmitza and the aktorah, only then will it be chal the issa pigul. And if so, asks Rashi, when are we talking about over here that you ate the koimetz and it would be shayach to have issa achilas pigul? Mon afshoch. If you ate it before aktorah, then anyway there's no pigul because it hasn't yet been kol v'kol matirov. If you ate it after the Akhtara, before it's Moshla Erbe Rubai, so Vaita, like Gemara says earlier on that Chavav Mud Beis, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only Mahdi B'Shas Mishila So Erbe Rubai. And if you ate it after Mishila So Erbe Rubai, then anyway, there's another Gemara on Zvachim that from Gimel, which says that once it's Moshla Erbe Rubai, then it's Paka Pigulai. So when's ever you get that had to discuss that the reason why there's no Issa Achilas Pigul on the Koimet is because it's Matir, tell me that it's a matir. Anyway, it's not shayach to have isa achila because it's either before kol v'kol matirov or it's after paka piguloi. When are we ever going to have a case of a koimetz which is holding after kol v'kol matirov but before paka piguloi? Because since both of those things are tala mashila so ibiruboi, you can have one without the other. And therefore, even without being a matir, it wouldn't be shayach b'chal to go and have an isa achila's pigul on the koimetz. So Tosfos brings a teretz that says that the nafkamina is in the following case when you only makdir chatzi of the koimetz. So that chatzi will come to your makter, and you take had mashila so ibe ruboy, and in that chatzi taka, it's taka not shayach to have it to discuss eis achila because it's once it's mashla ibe ruboy, it's paka biguloy. But the nafkamina is the gab of the other chatzi of the koimetz which is still lying on the azora. With that chatzi, since you haven't yet been makter, so it wasn't paka biguloy, and yet had it not been for the fact that it's a matir, then with the aktorah which you did of the chatzi koimetz in this be'ach, it's considered the kol v'kol matirov, and it's chal pigul now on the shiraim of the mincha. But on this chelik of the koimetz, since it's a matir, therefore the din is that it's not chal isa achilas pigul on the chatzi koimetz, even the chatzi which you haven't yet been maktir. Now the chrenim matmi on Tosfos, because Tosfos seems to say that by being maktir only chatzi of the koimetz, it's already considered kol v'kol matirov. Now in our Mishnah it says that koimetz miutu mi'akiv esruboi, and since the klal is ka'atzuas koshekin atzuas posel, you only say kol v'kol matirov when you've done the avoda in such a way that by a mincha ksheira would have been considered a hakrav ksheira. If so, how can Tosfos go and say that being maktir only half the koimetz, you say kol v'kol matirov, since half the koimetz is miutu mi'akiv esruboi? So the Midrash Dovid in Siman Zayin Sfikot Zayin says that from Tosfos we see that he understands Pshat in our Mishnah, that though our Mishnah says that the miut of the koimetz is ma'akiv, this doesn't mean it's ma'akiv in the avoidus haktorah. Horaya, Tosfos says very clearly, even when you makter only chatzi of the koimetz, it's already considered kol matirov. So we see Tosfos saying it's haktorah ksheira. Though our Mishnah says the koimetz is mi'uta ma'akiv is ruba, this means that you must have b'shas the haktorah, you must have the koimetz shalim. Even though you don't need to do the avoida itself to the whole koimetz, but the koimetz must be lefaneinu, must be ba'en. But if a chelik of the koimetz became omul, ovud, or became saruf, became Nitma, then we're going to go and say that Mi'uto is Ma'akev Esrubai, because then it's not Lefoneinu anymore. And this is what Rashi means when Rashi says Mi'uto Ma'akev Esrubai, Shem Chiser Kol Shehu Posel. Rashi doesn't say Shem Loi Hiktir Kol Shehu Posel. It's Meduik in Rashi, Rashi also holds that the Shit of Tosfos, that the din of the Mishnah Mi'uto Ma'akev Esrubai, it's Ma'akev when it's Chosam, when it's Einu Be'en, that's when it's Ma'akev. But if you have the whole Kaimitz Lefoneinu, even if you only Ma'akter Chatsi of the Kaimitz, it's considered a haktora kshera. The next Mishnah continues in the Amud and lists out all the various korbanos or even other dinim with halachi is that ma'akfin zeze. And in the middle of the Mishnah says that the shiva hazoyo shal ben abadim or ma'akvoy zuezu. Now the kasha is known in the name of Rabbi Shlomo Diskin. He asked, we know that the hazoyim mekip on the ben abadim was achas lemalo and sheva lemato. And this one is 8 hazoyos. Why does the Mishnah only say that the 7 hazoyos are matvin zeze? What happened to the achas lemailo? The Brisk Rav asked that why is only the 7 hazoyos are matvin zeze? The halacha is that there was 43 hazoyos, both of the par and of the soir. Why do we only list out 7 hazoyos of the bein abadim? L'chair, all the mem gimel hazoyos are all matvin zeze. The Rashash also asks that l'chayre, why it's not even a din of the Azoyis? All the avoiders from Kippur Ma'akvin Zezeh. And if you try to do the Azoyis before you did the Keteris, then it's also Ma'akiv. So why does the Mishnah only choose to talk about the 7 Azoyis of the Bein Abadim, or the 7 Azoyis in the Peroiches? Those are Ma'akiv. Kelo, it's Mashma. There are only 7, and only of these. L'chayre, everything's Ma'akiv Zezeh. So to answer all these kashas, Rabbi Soloveitchik said he is Soyid. There's 2 different types of Ma'akvin Zezeh. You could have a din of Akvin Zezeh, where Lamoshal. If you weren't Makter, the Keteris and Kippur, so the Aloha is, that's Ma'akiv, that you can't continue going to do the Hazoyas. This doesn't mean that Be'etzem, the Hazoyas and the Akhtoros are one din. It's 2 different Akhtoros, 2 different Akrov. There's Akrov of the Keteris and the Akrov of the Bein Abatim. And the Torah says, the Aloha is, on Kippur, there's Aloha and Chukha, that you can only go ahead and do the Akrov of the Bein Abatim when you've done already the Keteris. But this doesn't make it into one din. Mashenkin, our Mishnah which says Ma'akvin Zezeh is dafka talking about such dinim where the Ma'akvin Zezeh shows us that it's really one big korban, and therefore the Shnei Seira Yom HaKippurim which are Ma'akvin Zezeh, that's because the 2 Seirim are really one Havah, and the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres also, it's one Havah of Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, and that's the type of Ma'akvin Zezeh that our Mishnah is talking about. And therefore says Rebel, to answer the Kashif of Bishu Aleib, that the Sheva Hazoyos, since there is a din of a minion, so therefore they're all, the 7 together have all one big din, and that's why it's Ma'akvin Zezeh, whereas the Achas Lemailov, since it's a different minion, so it's not a chiluk of the Zrikas of the 7 of the Sheva Hazoyos, and that's why our Mishnah, which is listing out only the Sheva Hazoyos, which is one halacha, one din, one akrova, that's why we only talk about the Sheva, we don't talk about the Achas Lemailov. And that, of course, answers well the Brisk Rav's kasha as well, because the Menkim and Azois, even though you have to go and have all 43, that doesn't mean that becomes all one big avoida. There's one seid of the Sheva Shal Ben Abadim, there's the Sheva Shal Apareches, there's the Sheva Mizbech Azov, and the same of the Par, but each one in its own right has its own din hakrova. Mashenkin, it's only the Sheva Hazois, the Ben Abadim, or the Sheva of the Apareches, where there's a set and a minion of 7, that's what our Mishnah is to want when it says, Ma'akvin Zezeh. And with this, the Rebbe explained another encode over here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says beforehand that the Arbosh of Metzora are also Ma'akvin Zezeh. So Rashi says, the Arbosh of Metzora are 8 Erez, the Ezoiv, Shni Toilas, and the Tziporin. Rashi says, by Metzora, we add as well the Tziporin, which passes means both birds, the Shchuta and the Mshulachas. The Rambam, when the Rambam lists out in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Tumas Tzoras Aloch Aleph, the Rambam says V'rekeach im shloshton hatzipor hachayo the dalad minim elu ma'akvin zezeh. So it's mashman the Rambam that what we're saying that it's ma'akvin zezeh is only the tzipor hachayo, but the tzipor hamshulachas, that's not nichlal, that's not included in what our Mishnah says ma'akvin zezeh, right? Now the chayyeh shaila is why taka does the Rambam argue with Rashi and Tosfos? The chayyeh, just like the chayyeh is ma'akev, so too the shchut is also ma'akev, because the whole din of pitovel, the meaning of the mitzvah into the ma'am chayyeh is only together with the dam shchuta. So it's also ma'akev, right? And of course, Tosfos also, there's another shaila here. Tosfos asks the kasha that why don't we talk about the Mayim Chayim, which is also Ma'akev. Says the Beryl, according to the previous Yisod, it's Givaldi. Because here again, the din Ma'akev Zezeb, our Mishnah, isn't to tell us, apparently there's a certain din that you have to go and have Mayim Chayim to be able to go along and do the Tevila of the Mitzvah. That's not Ma'akev Zezeb. Ma'akev Zezeb is only when it's one Avoida, one Ma'isa. And therefore the Rambam understands that when do we say Ma'akev Zezeb, only what you need, b'shas the actual ma'isa tefila, and therefore the shnei tehillas, the eizoiv, and the eitzeres, that's the ma'isa tefila, and therefore since you're going to do that together with the chayo, that's nichal and ma'akven zeh, whereas the down the shchuto, that's like the ma'im chayim, you're going to be doing the ma'isa tefila into them, but it's not a chelik of the actual ma'isa tefila. And therefore when we talk about ma'akven zeh, we're only talking about what's necessary for the actual ma'isa tefila, because that's the klal of our Mishnah. Ma'akven zeh is only what's in the same din that the Shnei Siyim and Kippurim and the Shnei Kivsei Atzeret, which is one akrova, so to as well, Gabbai Dalet from Mitzvah as well, we have to go and have only what's in the Zelba Ma'isa Tevila. What's Nichal the Ma'isa Tevila is only the Shnei Tolas, Ezoiv, Eitzeres, and the Chayo, Mashim, the Ma'im Chayim, and the Shkuto, that's in what you do the Ma'isa Tevila. But since it's not a Chilik the Ma'isa Tevila of them, it wouldn't pass to go and say, Ma'akven zeh. And Rebbeinu brings down that already the Goyin in his Perush in Ma'oros Hagron Mishnais is already meramas to this Yisoid, because the Goyin over there explains that the reason why the Bar Tanura, when he talks about the Dalad which is Ma'akev Mitzorah, he also, like the Rambam, only chooses to talk about the Tiper Achayo, is because, says the Goyin, we're only talking about what's Negea B'Shas, you do the actual Ma'isa Tefillah, where you're holding on to B'Shas the Tefillah. And says the Goyin, the reason why the Bar Tanura says this is he come to answer Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asks the Kasha, why does our Mishnah talk about the Ma'im Chayim? Says the Goyin, that's because the Ma'im Chayim is in what you do the Tefillah, but not what you're holding B'Shas the Tefillah itself. Whereas Rashi, who says Tziporim, is talking about both the Chaya and the Shchuta, so evidently Rashi's understanding whatever's Negev for the actual Tfilah's Mitzvah, even not what you need B'Shas, the actual Ma'isa Tfilah. And that's why, according to Rashi, that's why Tosfos asks, if so, we should ought to talk about as well Ma'im Chaim. The Gemara continues with the Gemara says that what we find in the Mishnah that the Dalad Minim Shebelulav Ma'akvin Zezeh, we learn this from the Pasuk which says, Ulakachtem. And the Gemara explains that Ulakachtem can be read, Ulakach Tam. From here we learn it must be a Lekicha Tamo, that the Lekicha must be Betmimus. Tehainu, you're taking all the full meaning, Bevasachas. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings the memory of Rav Chanan bar Rava, who says, Lo Yishonu, that what we learn in the Mishnah, that the Lekicha of the Dalad Min Ma'akvin Zezeh is only She'ein Loi, Aval Yesh Loi Ein Ma'akvin. And this memory of Rav Chanan, we find a big machlokes Rishonim over here in the sugya. Shittas Rashi, and so is the Shitta of Rabbeinu Tam brought down over here in Tosfos the Maschil Loishonu, is that Rav Chanan bar Rava is explaining that when do we say that it's Ma'akev is only B'She'ein Loi, when you didn't do the Netila of the Dalad Minim B'Vas Achas, Aval Yesh Loi, when you did the Netila of the Dalad Minim B'Vas Achas, Ein Ma'akvin, then it's not Ma'akev. What's not Ma'akev? If you did the Netila of the Dalad Minim, what could be better? What does it mean, Ein Ma'akvin? So Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam explain, and the Hemshech of the Gemara over here, we find the Gemara brings the Machlokes Tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Shittas Rabbi Yehuda is that Lulav Tzorich Eged, he learns from the Gzer Shava of Kicha Kicha, that just like by Agudas Ezoiv, you must take all the Minim Be'eged, so too over here as well, the Dalad Minim, you only Yoitza when you do Be'eged. And the Chacham argue, and they say the Halach is you Yoitza Lulav Bein Ogud and Bein She'ene Ogud. And if so, that's what Rav Chanan bar Rava has come to teach us. Aval yesh loy, when you did the netil of the dalad min in bevas achas, even though there was no eged, afa pikein, it's not ma'akev. So the Rosh in the third period in Sukkah, Simni Dalad says, so according to this pshat, it comes out that the chiddush of Rav Chanan bar Rava is just to tell us that halacha is the eged's not ma'akev because we pass it like the chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So he's matmiya. And he says, firstly, if that is chiddush, so Rav Chanan bar Rava should just go and say, halacha kechachamim. Why does he have to go and say in such an interesting way? Loishanu l'she'ein lo yevel yesh lo'in ma'akvin. Furthermore, says the Rosh, l'cheretz poshet. We know the klal is, yachid v'rabim halachik rabim. And since the Chachamim arguing with Rabbi Yehuda is a yachid, and they're saying that lulav bein ogud min she'ein lo ogud is kosher, if so, it's poshet paskenak the Chachamim. And what's the chiddush of Rav Chanan bar Rava? The Brisk Rav over here in Stenslach is Moisif, and he asks that Toisef here explains when he brings the shit of Rabbi Natan, the Rabbi Huda who argues with the Chachamim, and he holds that Alochid Lulav is Tzarech Eged because he darshens Gezer Shav Kicha Kicha. So according to Rabbi Huda, the din's going to be it won't be considered a Lekicha Tama Elohim Kein Ogdoi. But when you're missing Eged, then not only is the din that you're missing Eged, it's also missing in the din Lekicha Tama. Says Brisk Rav, it's very shver, because Lachar, these two dinim are two different psukim and two different halachas. There's one halacha Lekachtem which says Lekachtem Lachem Bayim Arishon Priyetz Hodok Kapis Tomorim Anafis Ovis Arvei Nochal, which tells us you have to go into the Lekicha of the Dalad Minim. There's another halacha which we learn at Kicha Kicha, which tells us Kondra Behuda that you must have Eged, but just because you're missing Eged, why should that be chesar on the Lekicha Tama? Just like the Chachamim who argue with Eged, they say that Alochi is a yoit to the mitzvah lechatchila with during the netilah of the dalad minim even without Eged. If so, according to Chachamim, you won't be moisif Eged, gezunt heit. But why, when you're missing Eged, is it called you're missing dinim lekicha tamo? Says the Brisk Rav, from here we learn that even according to the Chachamim who argue and they hold there's no dinim lekicha kicha, but avad bikein, avada in the actual din of lekachtem, there's also a hidur. And there's also a chelik of the mitzvah of lekachtem, that the way to go and do a lekicha tam of the dalad minim is by doing a eged. And the rise of the Brisk Rav is because the hemshech of the Gemara says that even according to the Chachamim will hold the ain tzarech eged, but avada there's a mitzvah le'ogdoi. Why? Because zeh keli v'abeyu. Says the Brisk Rav, if we're going to go and say that according to the Chachamim, in the pasuk lekachtem, there's no remez of eged bechlal, so why is it a hider at all to go and do eged? Mishlem according to Rabbi Huda holds lulav tzarech eged. Okay, so he has a din pasuk kicha kicha. It's mechayiv to go and do eged. But the Chacham arguing on this gzer shava. Since the argument is on the gzer shava, so why bichlal is it considered a hidur to go and do eged? Elomai, from here we learn, says Rabbi Skrov, that the actual pasuk of lekachtem which says lekicha tamo, in this din of lekicha tamo itself, there's a chiyuv to go along and do eged, and it's been diagnosed in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Lulav, says the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Alachavav, mitzvah min amuvcha le'egoid ha-lulav hadas va'arova, ve'im lo'y ogdon v'notlon echod echod yotza. Now the Rambam is telling back the ikim mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, and says the Rambam, mitzvah min amuvcha le'egoid ha-lulav hadas va'arova. If you're going to go and say that according to the Chacham hold ain't tzar cheged, it's tam a hidur mitzvah ba'alma. So why is the Rambam writing this when the Rambam has come to tell us about the ikar mitzvah? From here, says the Miskrab, we learn that no, in the actual din of lekachtem, which tells us lekicha tamo, just like lekicha tamo is mechayiv you to go and take the four minim together, the same way it's also mechayiv you to go along and take the four minim be'eged. That's the way of being mekayim, the din lechatchilo of lekachtem. And if so, since even the Chachamim Mamoida, that the Pshatan Pasuk Lekachtem is the best way to be Mekayim Lekicha Tamo is by doing Eged, Avada Rav Chanan is telling us the Moida Ganayas, he's telling us the Gewalt Gechidish, that according to the Chachamim, there also Moida Lekachtem tells you Lekicha Tamo, and that's why Be'etzem, you may have thought that according to the Chachamim, Eged would be Ma'akiv. Says Rav Chanan, the Halach is, no, it's not Ma'akiv, and that's the Chiddush for Rav Chanan. Says the Brisk Rav, that in the Brisa which the Gemara brings in a moment, the Brisa says very clearly, lulav bein agud u min she'enu agud kosher. So already in the Brisa we see it's not ma'akav, so that can't be Rav Chanan's chiddush just to tell us that it's not ma'akav, that's mefurish a Brisa. As the Brisk Rav says, no, that enachanam, the Brisa taka tells us, itaka don't need to have the same level of eged like a kund Rabbi Yehuda. But that could be that Rabbi Yehuda holds the aloche since he learns from kicha kicha, that the eged must be done in a way of kshira. It's mamash done with the kasher shel kayomo. That's what's considered eged. The Chachamim argue that. They say that since we don't learn a kicha kicha, you may not require a kasher. But still, we may about to have a minute ago and say, since the kicha tama itself is mechayev you to have the dalad minim bound together, maybe l'chol apochus the Chachamim would say, you need to go and have an aniva. Aniv is a type of bow which ties not even of kesher shel kayomo, but it's still a way of being mechaber and joining together all the dalad minim. And that we may about a half minute go and say is ma'akav. And that what the Brisa goes and says, bein agud bein she'ein agud kosher, would mean, says the Brisk Rav, bein agud with the kesher, Upein she'enoi agud with the kesher, it doesn't have a kesher, but still has a aniva, only then is it kosher. But you may have still had to have a mina, that l'chol ha'pachos, you'd require to go and have the dalad minim to tie it together in the form of aniva. And to that, Rav Chanan bar Abba goes and tells us that no, loishanu ela she'enoi. When is the ma'akov that time if you didn't do the netila of the dalad minim of asachas? Aval yesh loi. But if you did the netila of all the dalad minim bevas achas, even though there's no egged at all, you don't have nishkin kshira, and you don't even have an aniva, still the halach is that b'di eved, it is kosher. And if so, says Biskrov, that's the terror to all the kashas. The Rosh asked, why didn't Rav Chanan bar Abba just go and tell us halacha kechamim? Why does he have to go and tell us in such an interesting way, lo yishanu, lo she'eloi, lo she'yesh loi? And also, it's partially passing like the Chachamim. Says B'skrub Mavada, we know passing like the Chachamim. But we need to know what Pshat and the Shit of the Chachamim is. Had it not been for Rav Chanan bar Abba, we may have had to have a minna, that since the Chachamim also moida, that Ulekachtem is Lekichotamo, and Lekichotamo itself, there's a mile to go and do it in the form of Eged. So we may have had to have a minna to go and say that maybe even the Chachamim hold that it's Ma'akiv to go and do some Darag of Eged, if not Kshira, like Rabbi Yehuda, then the Cholapachos Aniva. And that's the Chiddush of Chanan bar Abba to tell us that Pshatan, the Shit of the Chachamim is the Enoch HaNama. It's Taka Mitzvah Menamuvcho, like the Rambam writes, to go and do the Lekichotamo in the best way, which is with the Eged. But Afal became that's only Lechatchila. But with the Eved, even if you didn't do any form of Eged, not Kshira, not Aniva, still the Halacha is your Yoitza, but the Eved. Al Kaponim. That's the shitta, the first shitta in the sugya, the shitta of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Well, they understand that it's poshet, that you have to go and do the netila of the dalad minim bevas achas. You have to go and do one maisa netila of the dalad minim together. Pshat in the Gemara is, lo yishanu le she'en loy. That when is the ma'ak if you didn't do the netila together of the dalad minim? Aval yesh loy, when you did the netila of all the dalad minim together, then the halacha is, even though you're lacking eged, you're still yoytze b'di'evet. The Maisa and the Mefarshim say that in the Pshat and the Gemara, the Shit of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is very shver. Firstly, asks the Keren Ora, it's Mashma the Gemara that Lule had it not been for Rav Chanan bar Abba, then we may have had to have a minna to go and say that it's Ma'akav when you don't have Eged. Says the Keren Ora, why would I have had to have a minna when you're reading the Mishnah? Where the Mishnah is telling us of all the different types of Korbanos which come in pairs, Shnei Seirim, Shnei Kivzei Atzeres, there, when we say Ma'akav Zeh Zeh, all it means is that we have to have both chalokim of the korban. You have to have both seirim, you have to have both kvasim. But there's no talk of eged there at all. So why when I'm reading the Mishnah and the Mishnah says that you have to have dalad minim shebelulav, why would I have had a half a minute to go and say that pshat in the Mishnah is the eged's ma'akav? So chayr should be like all the others. Just like all the others, it just means to go and say you have to have all the minim, all the chalokim of the mitzvah, so to here as well. You'd posh it, but you must be pshat in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, that dalad minim shebelulav means you have to go and have all the minim. Why would I have a half a minute to go and say the eged shri ma'akiv, that we need Rav Chanan to go and tell us that no, that lo yishanu la she'en loy, aval yesh lo, it's not ma'akiv, it's posh it. Like all the other ma'akiv there, it just means you have to have the chalke mitzvah, so over here as well it means you have to have the chalke mitzvah. That's the first Torah. Secondly, says the Keren Ora, the Loshna Gemara is Shver. Because according to Rashi Ibn Tam, when we go and say Ein Loi, according to Rashi Ibn Tam, they hold that you only yoytze the mitzvah if you do the netila of the dalad minim b'vas achas. But if you don't do the netila b'vas achas, you do the netila of one min, netolon, kol echad b'fnei atzmoi, then you're not yoytze the mitzvah. That's what's mavu in these Rishonim. If so, why is that called Ein Loi? The Chayr Kund Rabbeinu Tam, they should have said, Lo yishanu ela sheloi not klon bevas achas. Aval not klon bevas achas, then yoytza. The mashmos of Einoi is, they don't even have the meaning. Kund Rabbeinu Tam, that's obgeret, if you don't have the meaning, you're not yoytza. Fakat, they hold that halach is, even if you have all the meaning, but you didn't do the netila of all the meaning bevas achas, you're still not yoytza. So the Loshna Gemara is shver. And thirdly, points the Keren Ora, the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, the Gemara asks a kash from the Braisa. But there the Braisa goes and says, Ve'ein odom yoyti dechivosu behen, ad shei kulon ba'agudu achas. V'chein Yisroel ba'atso, ad shei kulon ba'agudu achas. And with this, the Gemara asks a kash from Rav Chanan, how can Rav Chanan go and say that Aloch is your yoyti the mitzvah? Even b'she'esh loy. Here it's mashma, you have to have ba'agudu. So according to Rashi in time, what's the kasha? The kasha is that's mashman the brisa. You have to have eged. How could Rav Chana go and say that yoytz even without eged? Ask the Karen Oira. When it says ba'guda achas over here, the word ba'guda doesn't mean to go and say you have to have eged. V'horaya. The brisa continues and says v'chein yisrael ba'atzo achi kulam ba'guda achas. That ba'klal yisrael, like Rashi says, when they're doing a tainis, then the only nene, the only answer about Kodesh Baruch Hu in the one aguda. There, abada doesn't mean eged, because you're not tying Klal Yisrael together by eged. Elabai means together. That all Klal Yisrael are there together. Like Rashi says, achas tzadikim and achas rishoyim. And it's so by dalad meaning as well, when it says aguda, it doesn't mean eged. Elabai, what does it mean? It means you have all the meaning together. Now, according to Rashi in Tam, even Rav Chanan's also might you have to have all the dalad meaning together. So why is this a kasha on Rav Chanan? So mikoyach these aras, which are shver in the shita of Rashi in the time the Karen Ayer says it's more mashma in the Gemara, like the other shita which is brought down over here in Tosis, which is the famous shita of the Alochas Gedolos, who the Alochas Gedolos says a gvaldig chiddush. The Rav Chanan's come to teach us that the dalad minim shebelulav, you don't have to go and do one netila on all the dalad minim bevas achas, even if you do a netila on each mean, b'fnei atzmoi, you're still yitzah. And if so, pshat and Rav Chanan is like this, lo yishon, when do we go and say that it's ma'akvin zeh zeh? That's only she'enoi, when you don't have all the dalad minim. Aval yesh loy, but when you have all the dalad minim, ein ma'akvin, even if you don't do the netila of the dalad minim, b'vas achas, you do each mean b'fnei atzmoi, but since l'maisa yesh loy, you did the netila on each one of the minim, so by the end of the day, you've been noitel all the dalad minim, even though you didn't do the netila and one maisa together, still the halacha is that it's ein makvin. So avada lefidem, there's a gewalt gechidish in Rav Chanan, you won't have shver the kash of the rosh. What's Rav Chanan's chidish? Because it's a moedig gechidish. That's a chidish that ulekachtem lochem bayim arishoin. You don't need to go and do a lekicha, v'as achas. You can even go and do a lekicha of each one of the atzmoi. The Rif in Sukkah, in the third parak, in Daf Yud Zayin, on the Dalet, but Daf Erif. L'chir is Mavua, he learns Klar Pshat in the Bahag. He brings out Gemara here in Menachos Chav Zayin, and the Gemara, the member of Chana, and he adds, and he says, V'omer of Chana bar Abba, lo yishonu l'she'enoi, aval yesh lo ein ma'akvin, v'aval gab, do not hal kol chad v'chad l'chudei, nofig yidei chivasei. So he says very clearly, he adds clearly in the Loshon of Gemara, that even though you did an atila, kol chad v'chad, you did each mean b'fnei atzmoi, still the halach is, you yoytze yidei chivasei. The Ran over there, Taka brings the shittver b'in Tam, that holds avada, you only yoytz when you do the netila of all the minim of asachas. And pshat in the Gemara is only to come to go and say you don't need eged. And he himself points out, like the Karen Ayer says, it's a big doichin in the Loshon of the Gemara, because what's the shaykhas? Yesh loy and ein loy. But then the Ran adds, and he says, that he brings that the Ramban is makel even more than the Rif. That what? The Ramban holds, even if you didn't have all the dalad minim and yiroshus, b'shas, b'shas, you're being noitel each mean, you're still yaitzah. And that what we say, eino, which is ma'akfin, is to go and say that if you didn't do the netila at the end of the day of all the minim, that's when you're not yaitzah. But so long as you manage to go and do a netila by the end of the day of all the minim, you're yaitzah. Now it's mashma in the Ran, saying that there's really three shittas going on over here. Besides the shit of Rashi and Ibn Tam, there's two mahalchim in the Rishonim. How to understand Pshat in the Gemara? That the Rif seems to say that even though that halacha is when you do an atila of each min b'fnei atzmoi yoytza, but that's only b'tnai that you have all the minim in your rishus. But the Ramban holds that halacha is even if you don't have all the minim in your rishus, still, so long as by the end of the day you manage to go and do an atila on each min b'fnei atzmoi yoytza. The emphasis of the Kenner points out that the Loshon of the Gemara says, lo yishonu ela sheyesh loy, aval she'ein loy ma'akvin, is a shtickle shver according to the Ramban. Because according to the Ramban holds that the halacha is, it's not about yesh loy and ein loy, it's all about did you do netil of all the dalad meaning by the end of the day or not. So it was there, the Loshon of the Gemara would have said, lo yishonu ela shenotal min kol echad b'fnei atzmoi, aval loy notlon ein ein yoytzeh. But according to the Rif, then it's very geshmak. Because even when you do an atila of kol echad b'fnei atzmoi, you're only yoytzeh b'tanai that you have yeshlo, you have all the minim in front of you.
then it's very gushmak what the Gemara is saying. When do we go and say that Yoyotza if Yeshloi? If number one, you have all the minim in front of you, and then you go and do an Atila of Kol Echad before Yatzma, then Yoyotza Avalein Loi. But if right now, when you're being Noitla one of the minim, you don't have all the four minim in front of you, then you're not even Yoyotza that min which you did take. Then it's very gushmak the Lashon Gemara. So we have three mahalchim in the Sugya Bezerifidem. First Malach is the shit of Rashi ben Etam, who they hold, that's Poshet, you're only Yoyt to the Mitzvah when you do the Netila of all the Dalad Minim Bevas Achas. And the Chiddush of Rav Chanan is just to teach you that we pass like the Chachomim, the Ein Tzorech Eged. Then we have the next shit is the shit of the Rif, where the Rif holds that Avada the Aloch is you can be Noitel Kol Echad Ve Echad Bifnei Atzmoy. And the Chiddush of Rav Chanan is to go and tell you that when do we say you can be Noitel Dafke B'Shiyeshloi? Dafka when you have all the minim lefonov, then you can be yoitza kol echod ve echod bifnei atzmoi. But if you don't have all the minim lefonov, then even if you're noital one of the minim, you won't be yoitza that min until you have all the minim lefonov. And the third shit is the shit of the Ramban. The Ramban holds the halacha is your yoitza when you're noital kol min bifnei atzmoi, even if you don't have any of the other minim with you right now. So long as by the end of the day you've lemaisad been mekayim the mitzvah of each and every one of the Dalad Minim, then you yoytza the mitzvah. And even if right now, Bishnas being noitel one min, you don't have the other min in the Yerushus, you still yoytza. And that's what the Ram says, that the Ramban is the biggest makel over here in the Sugya. Now the Mechaben, some Tofresh and Aleph. The Mechaben Paskins, the Aloch is, you yoytza, even if you're noitel, kol echad v'echad v'fnei atzmoy. And the Ramot adds, and the Ramot says, uvach you kulam lefonov. That when do we say you yoitza when you're not lam echod echod? That's only when you have kulam lefonov. So the mechaber zichah passing like the shit to the back. The halach is you don't have to be notal like shit as Rashi and Tam all the minim in one ma'isa. You can even be notal echod echod. The shayla is what's the Ramah meaning to add? The Ramah says, well, that's you kulam lefonov. So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham that the reason what the Ramah wants over here when the Ramah says you have to have all the minim lefonov. Says the Mishnah Berurah, means smuchim loy, that they should be nearby. Why? Because since you're going to make a bracha, and you want the bracha to work on all dalad minim, you don't have a hefsuk. And if you're going to have one min over here, you're going to have to go somewhere else to bring the other min, that's going to be hefsuk in the bracha. So to make sure the bracha shouldn't have a problem with hefsuk, therefore go along and have all the minim smuchim loy. If so, the way the Mishnah Berurah is understanding, Mishnah Magen Avraham, it's mashma, that the Ramah is not coming to have you say this thing machlokes here with the machava. He's moed in the ikra din. The halach is that you can be not lan echod echod, and even if you don't have all the minim lefonov, you can be yoytz the mitzvah b'di'evet. Just you have to make sure there shouldn't be a hefsuk in the bracha. So to prevent any issues with the hefsuk, you have all the minim smuchim lefonov. And this is as well how the Oneg Yom Tov in Tshuvas and Siman Aleph also explains that even according to the Rif, and the Rambam as well, who also says like the Rif, that you have to have lefonov, it's not because there's a third shit in the sugya. Avadam Ikradin, the Rif and the Rambam are also moided to the Ramban, that since you don't need to do a mais and a tin on all the dalad minim together, then avadik mi notlam echod echod yotso, there's no mile in having all the minim in front of you, b'shas, you're doing minotl one min. You're being natila on each one of the minim. The only reason to have all the minim lefonov is only for the to'eles of the bracha, but not out of the actual mitzvah's natila. And if so, it's a bit shmer what the Ramah means to add when the Ramah says you have to have lefonov, because the Mechaber also said mitzui metzloi. So what's the big tosefta? So the Ramah is adding on the Mechaber and saying, oh, vilvad shikulim lefonov. What is big vilvad? If it's out of the bracha, Mechaber also said you should have the mitzui lefonov. But the going over there, Bir Agro is Mavua, that he understands that Ramah, no, the Ramahs come to be Cholik and Mechaber. And the Mechaber's taka going like the Shitta of the Ramban, who holds that the Loch is, even if you don't have all the Minim Lefonov, you're still Yaitza. That's like the Shitta of the Ramban, who we said before, and he's the biggest Makel. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, no, I'm not so Makel. I'm going to the Shitta and Tzois, which is the Shitta of the Rif. And the shit of the Rambam, who they say that even though we say the din is be not from echod echod yoitza, that's only uvilvada the tanai when you have kulam lefonov. And like we said, the Kenner is when daikin the Gemara like this shita that Rav Chanan says Uvilvad, when do we say the Einam Akman Zezeh? That's B'sheyesh Loi, which means when you have all the Minim Lefanov, that's when we say it's Einam Akman Zezeh. But Ein Loi, if you don't have all the Minim Lefanov, Hagam, by the end of the day, you're going to be note all the Minim, it's still Ma'akav. Because since you don't have all the Minim Lefanov, the Halach is Ma'akman Zezeh. It says the Kernora, in Afkamina, between the Shitta of the way the Mishnah Berurah brings from Mogen Avraham, who hold there's no big machlokes over here in the Rishonim, and everyone's moida that meikra adin b'di'eved, even if you don't have the meaning of fonov, you can still be yotza. Or between the way the Gaon's understanding pshat and the Ramah, that there is a machlokes over here, is what's the din if somebody took an aguda, if somebody took the dalad minim, or he thought he was taking the dalad minim, and then he discovers after he did the mitzvah that he didn't have all the dalad minim, he was missing an arava. So now, says the Karnera, according to the poskim, the Mogen Avraham, the Taz, they both say that Allah says you should go along and now find yourself an arava, and now just make a bracha on arava, because the other three meaning you've already been yaitza. Even though you didn't have the arava lefanov, but they hold that everybody's moida, that if you hold, like the shit of the Bahad, that when you're not from echod yaitza, and you don't have to be noted all the four together, even if you didn't have the arava the lefanov b'shas ma'isa, that's not me'akav. That was only lechov the bracha. But mitzvah, the actual mitzvah, you yoytze b'di'evet, and therefore you'll now go along and take an arava and make a bracha just on the arava itself. But, says the Karen Ayra, according to Avigoyen's understanding, according to Mashmos, in the Ram, that the Rif and the Rambam are arguing with the Ramban, then according to them, in this case, when you found out afterwards you didn't have the arava, then you're going to make a new bracha now on all the dalad minim, because it was nizbara, you didn't have the arava the fun of. If you didn't have the arava the fun of, then the halacha is you weren't yoitza any of the dalad minim. And therefore you'll go along and take an arava, and take the aguda again and make a new bracha on all the four minim together. Those are the three ikre shittas that are showing him over here in the sugya. There's another nakud over here, that is that the Mechaber in some interpretation on hay, Mechaber is telling us the famous Eitzah, how to make the bracha of the Netilas Lulav over Lasiyasan. Klal always is, you always want to make the bracha before you make the mitzvah. And since Dalad Minim, the minute you pick up the Dalad Minim, you yotz the mitzvah, and you're always going to make the bracha afterwards. So the Mechaber gives an Eitzah to be Mahapach the Esrog, to take the Esrog, and since Dalach is your only yotz the Dalad Minim, it's Kadeach Kadei Lasan, so when you turn the Esrog upside down, so you haven't yet been yotz the mitzvah, and if you make the bracha when the Esrog is Hafuch, and after the bracha, turn the Esrog the right way around, and then you yotz the mitzvah. So you manage to make the bracha before you yotz the mitzvah. Now says the Gaon, Chayra, now that we've seen that the Shonim Mechab himself passes like the Bahag, that according to the Bahag, the halach is you yotze kol echad b'fnei atzmo. If so, enachanam, by turning the Esrog upside down, you haven't been yotze the mitzvah of the Esrog, but the mitzvah of the lulav, you have been yotze. And since the bracha you're making is the bracha on the lulav, so that the bracha is always going to be chal straight away on the lulav the minute you pick it up. And the clap of the lulav, it's never going to be oyvel asiyason. Because since, according to the shit of the Bahag, you're not lam echod echod yotze, and over here, lekul alma, even according to the Rif and the Rambam, you have all the meaning in front of you. The fact that the Esrog is upside down doesn't take it away, it's still here. And therefore you'll always be yotze the lulav straight away, and clap of the lulav, it won't be oyvel asiyason. Therefore the Mechaber argues with the Rambam, argues with the Mechaber and says that won't be Eitzah to turn the Esrog upside down. Just have kavana not to be Eitzah to the mitzvah until you finish the bracha. The Gemara continues on the base, and the Gemara brings the Brisa, which says that the Sheva Hazois of the Parah Aduma, if you did them Shalei Lishmon or Shalei Mechuvanois, it's Poslan and is Ma'akev. And the Makar of this is, like Rashi says, since the Pasuk says v'hizoel noichach p'noi el moed, that the hazoit to the paraduma must be done, noichach must be done in the direction of the oil moed, and the Pasuk says chukah, which teaches us this is ma'akev. Just Rashi adds and says that shaloi kivein kineged pischoi shel heichol. It's not just enough to go and do the hazor in the direction of the heichol, you must do this in the direction of the pischoi shel heichol, the entrance of the heichol. The Makar of this is the Mishnah in Parah, Perik Dalad, and the Mishnah in Midas, Perik Beis. There the Mishnah says, if you're Mazdan, you didn't do it, Keneged Pischoi Shaleichol, it's Pasul. The Makar of this is a Sefri in Bamidba, where the Sefri says, V'hizo el noichach pnei oil moyed, Shemiskavein v'roye be Pischoi Shaleichol, b'shas hazo asadam. So it's clear in these Makairos and the Mishnayos and in the Braisa that the halacha is you have to do the hazor kineged the pischei shel heichal. But the Rambam in Perek Dalad halacha hei in Hilchos Parah Adumah, that the Rambam writes, hizor v'loy kivein kineged a heichal psula shneimar el noichach pnei oil moed at sheyechavein kineged ha heichal v'yeroyehu. The Rambam seems to say it's enough just to be mechavein kineged a heichal. The Rambam makes no mention of requiring to do the kavana keneged pischei shel heichal. This kasha the Prince Karov asks in Chidushim Moran Rizalevi over here on this Rambam, why is it that the Rambam is mashmit the din of pischei shel heichal? And in fact, he adds and he says the only time we do find the Rambam brings this down is in Perek Vav Hilchos Beis Abchira, where there the Rambam is telling us how they used to make the choymos around the Beis Hamikdash, and he brings the Gemara in Yuma, which says that the koisel mizrachi was made lower, so that the koyein who's standing on Har HaZeisim, when he's doing the hazois and the avoid of the paraduma, he could see straight in a straight line to the pischei shel heichal. So only then, Hilchos Beis Abchira, then the Rambam tells us that b'shas ta'avodah, you must be able to be roya the pischei shel heichal. Whereas in the Mokoyim, when the Rambam is telling us the Iker Halachos, which is obviously in Hilchos Parah Adumah, there the Rambam is mashmit this din of pischei shel heichal. Halidavahu asks the Brisk Rav, why is it the Rambam only writes in Beis Abchira and not in Hilchos Parah Adumah? So the Brisk Rav is Mayrich, and he stells avek that really b'shas the avoid of the paraduma we find these two halachas. There's one halach of atchiyeh mechavein and there's halach of atchiyeh roye. One is to do the avoidah kineged the heichal, and as far as doing the avoidah, as far as the location of doing the avoidah kineged the heichal, there we don't find any mention in the pasuk that it must be done kineged pischei shel heichal. There it says noichach oil moed. Noichach oil moed means to do the avoidah in a mokum which is kineged the oil moed. Oil moed is the entire heichal lav dafka the Pesach. But the second halacha of atchiyeh roye, here the halacha is you have to be roye. Now to be roya the heichal, says the Brisk Rav, means you have to be roya the mokoim, which is the ikke heichal, which is obviously the inside, the interior of the heichal. The outside of the heichal has no cheshivas. So when the halacha is that you have to be roya the heichal, obviously this means you have to be roya the inside of the heichal. If so, says the Brisk Rav, there's no halacha you have to be roya the Pesach. There's no significance to the Pesach heichal. It's only technically the only way to be able to see the inside of the heichal is only to look through the Pesach. Because the Pesach, which is the entrance to the heichal, there you can catch a glimpse of the inside of the heichal. And that's what the Rambam means when the Rambam says over here in Hilchos Parah Adumah, that's as far as the din of kavon is concerned. You have to be mechavon to do the avoida keneged the heichal, and that is takano din of Pesach. There is enough just to do the avoida in a mokum which is keneged the heichal. And then the Rambam adds and says v'yihi yeroi ehu, and you should be seeing it. Says the Brisk Rav, what's this it? The it is to be able to see the actual inside of the heichal, and to see the actual inside of the heichal, the only way to do this is to look through the Pesach. And therefore, says the Brisk Rav, that's why the Rambam doesn't make an esek, he doesn't make a big deal about the Pesach, because there really is no din in actually seeing the Pesach. Because as far as the avoid is concerned, it's enough just to do it keneged the heichal. And as far as the din riyah, there also there's no din. There's no positive halacha to be looking at the Pesach. There's no chashivas to the Pesach. The Pesach is posh, the technical way of to look through to be able to see inside the heichal. And now the Rambam writes by saying, v'yihi yeroi ehu, you shall see it, which is the heichal. And the way to look inside the heichal is to be doing it through the Pesach. But there's no need to the Rambam to go and make a mention of Pesach, because there really is no din of Pesach. It's just to see the inside of the heichal. And the way to do this is by looking through the Pesach. With this, the Rambam says, is very meduic the Loshon of the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira. Because the Rambam writes over there, that the reason why they made the Koisel Mizrachi of the Beis HaMikdash lower than all the other walls, that's today, Shei Koyein Oymeid Bahar HaMishcha, Roye Pesach HaHeichol, B'Shor Shemazem Midam HaPora Noichach HaHeichol. So when the Rambam is talking about the Din Re'iyah, the Rambam writes, Roye Pesach HaHeichol. Whereas when the Rambam writes, Says Ram, this is because, as far as the Avodas Hazor is concerned, which is the Mechaber in Keneged, that's Noichach Eichol. It's Takano Chashivas of the Pesach, because the Avoda is Keneged, Noichach Oil Moed. For that, any Mokum which is Keneged, the Eichol is good enough. It's only as far as the Din of the Re'iyah is concerned, there you have to be Roya Pesach Eichol. That's why the Ram changed his Loshen. And Pesach Eichol, he only writes by the Din of Roya, whereas by the Din of the Hazor, he writes, Noichach Eichol. And when this says the Biskrov is very geschmack by the Ram Hilchus Paraduma, but the Ram of Taka over here is Taka writing the Ikra Halochas. But over here, it's Taka no din of the Pesach. It's just Halocha, you have to be Roye. That Taka the Ram does say, V'yeroyehu, and the way to be Roye is to look through the Pesach Eichol, and that way be Mekayim, the din of the Re'iyah, which is being Roye, the actual inside, which is the Chashivas of the Mokoim of the Eichol. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings Machlokes Tanoim, Lagabe the Isur of Bir Ikonis, where the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Daber el Aaron Inochicha, Va'al Yovoi b'chol Eisel HaKodesh, Mibeis LaParoiches, El Pnei HaKapoires, Asher Al HaOroin V'lo Yomus. So there's Machlokes over here, how exactly to read the Pasuk. That's clear, at the beginning of the Pasuk which says, Va'al Yovoi, that's a Lav, and the end of the Pasuk which says, V'lo Yomus, is a Chiv Misa. The Rabbanon understand that the Lav is about El HaKodesh. The Lav is to go into the Heichol, and the Chiyu Misa is to go anywhere in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda understands that no, the Lav is both about the Kodesh and about Mibeis LaParoiches, the first Chelik of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is also only a Lav. It's only when you reach the point of Pnei HaKapoires, that's when it becomes into the Chiyu Misa. But Homias Kulam Ale Pligi, that going into the Heichol is going to be a Lav when you be Loike Araboim. So Tosfos in Dibra Maschil, the Heichol Kule Baraboim brings a Kasha. A kasha from Rabbi Yomtov Milapenso, who asks, "This is a Mefurash Mishnah in Tomid, which says that the Kohen Gadol, when he used to go into the Heichol to be Mishtachve, he was accompanied by three other Kohenim, who all used to follow him in, on one on the right, and one on the left, and one was carrying Avonim Toivois, and then they all used to go in, and first the Kohen Gadol used to go in the Heichol to be Mishtachve, and when he came out, then the other Kohenim used to go in to be Mishtachve." Says Tosfos, here we have, they're going in for no Avoida, and Afa Pikein, this was Mutter. So how is it? Don't we learn in our Gemara there's a lav to go into the Kodesh, into the Kodesh for no avoida? Says Rabbi Natam that hishtachavo is tzorech avoidahi. The reason why this was mutah is because the issa to go in to the Kodesh is only when you're going in for no special purpose. But over here, when you're going in to do a maisa hishtachavo, that itself is also a dova choshev, and Tosfos calls it tzorech avoidahi. It's as choshev as an avoidah. Since you're going for an avoidah, then of course this is mutah. This chiddush is also mavu in the Rambam, who writes in the Hilchos Bias Mikdash, that if you go into the kodesh for hishtachavo, then this is mutah, and there's no issa of bir ikonis. Now the Karen Era asks, since both the issa of the knesa into the kodesh and to the Kodesh HaKadoshim is all learned from this Pasuk Ba'al Yovei B'chol Eisel HaKodesh. If so, now the Rabbi Natam teaches us that to go in and do an Ishtachavo is Muta, because this is not considered the Bir Ikonis. If so, L'chor L'fidem, it should be Muta even to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim as well. If you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you do a Maisei Ishtachavo, since now Rabbi Natam has taught us that doing Ishtachavo is not a Bir Ikonis, and that's why it's not included in the Pasuk Ba'al Yovei B'chol Eisel HaKodesh, because I'm going in for a purpose. I'm doing a Dova, which is Torech Avodah. If so, to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim as well should also be Muta. And we know, Avada the Halacha is, that there's an Issa to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only the Kohen Gadol, and only on Yom Kippur, and only the four times was he allowed to go in. And the Rambam says very clearly, if he went in a fifth time, even on Yom Kippur, then he's Chayav Misa. Why? L'chair, if he goes in, and he does a Shtachavo, then it should be Mutah, because it's not a Bir Ikonis. So asks the Karen Ora on Tosfos. Now the Emes is that Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, because of this Shaila, wants to say that maybe it's Taka Choluk, and it's Taka, there's a difference in the Issa of the Knesa into the Kodesh, and to the Knesa of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Issa Knesa into the Kodesh is Taka all about Bir Ikonis. It's also to go in for no special reason to the Kodesh. But the minute you have a good reason to go in, then there's no Issa. And for that, Hishtachava also qualifies to give her enough of a reason to be matter you to go into the Kodesh. But that's only as far as the Issa of the Knesset LaKodesh. Whereas the Knesset into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not just about Bir Ikonis. There the halach is, it's also to go in if you're not doing an Avodah. Hishtachava isn't considered an Avodah. And therefore, there, if you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you're doing Hishtachava, since you haven't done an Avodah, you've only done Hishtachava, you'll still have the Chiyuv Misa. So there's a chiluk in din, Reb Chatzkel is telling us, between the soid of the issa of the knesset into the kodesh, which is all about bir ikonis, and therefore if you go in and do ishtachavo, even though ishtachavo is not a navoida, but it's still not considered bir ikonis, mashenge the knesset into the kodesh hakadoshim, then it's all about doing a navoida, and ishtachavo won't qualify to be considered a navoida to be matter you into the kodesh hakadoshim. Just the shverkeit is that how can this be, since it's all learned from one pasuk about Yovel B'chol Yisrael HaKodesh, how can we be mechalek and to go and say it's taka, there's a difference between the Issa of Knesset HaKodesh and the Issa of Knesset HaKodesh HaKodeshim, since it's really all learned from one pasuk. So in the Shiyum Reberel, he answers the Kasha in the following way. He says, that would have been in Tamiz Mechadesh Tas over here, that by doing Ishtachavo, there's no Issa to go into the Kodesh. The partial way to understand is, like we were saying till now, because the Issa of going into the Kodesh is the Issa Bir Ikonis. There's an Issa to go in for no reason into the Kodesh. And Ibn Tamas Mechadesh to us, the Ishtachavo is a good enough reason to go in, and that's why there's no Issa. That's the partial way of understanding. Says Reb Berel, the other way to understand is to go and say that it's not just a oifen, how to make it not be considered a Ikonis. Ishtachavo itself, it itself is an avoidah, like the mashmos of Tosfos, tzorech avoidah he. Says Reb Berel, maybe the pshat is that ishtachavo itself is an avoidah. And the mokoyim to do this avoidah is in the Kodesh, like the Kodesh is the mokoyim where you do the aktoros aktoris, and you do the atovas aneiros, and the aricha of the lechem upon him. The heichal is also the mokoyim where one does ishtachavo. That's the mokoyim of doing this mitzvah, and that's the mokoyim of doing this avoidah. In which case, says Reb Berel, it's pashat, if so, now that's only going to be matter you to go into the Heichal. Because since the mokum of doing the Avoidah of Ishtachavo is in the Heichal, that's why this is the mokum of Avoidah, and that's why it's not considered to be a Reikonis. Mashenkin in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the mokum of Kodesh HaKadoshim is not the mokum of doing the Avoidah of Ishtachavo, even if you'd go in and do the Ishtachavo in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's still a Bir Ikonis. Because the only way that shouldn't be considered a Bir Ikonis is only if you're going to do the Avodah, which must be done in that specific place. So in the Kodesh, when you do the Ishtachava, that is the Mokoyim of doing Ishtachava in the Kodesh. Mashing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's not Nechshav, it's Mokoyim. If you do Ishtachava there, it's still considered a Bir Ikonis, and that's why there's a Chiv Misa. And that's why even the Rambam and Rabbi Nitan both couldn't say that Ishtachava is mutter in the Kodesh, that's only because that's the mokum of this Avodah. Mashenkin to go along and do an Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, when he goes in the fifth time, does Ishtachava, he'll still be Chayav Misa, because Ishtachava, since that's not the mokum of doing the Avodah Ishtachava, is considered a Bir Ikonis. That's the first Mahalach which Reb Berel says. Reb Berel then continues and says another Mahalach. This Mahalach is very similar to that which Reb Chaskel Abramsky said beforehand, and it's based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Perik Hey, Halach Aleph and Yuma, discusses the Gaba, the din that the Kohen Gadol used to go in and Yom Kippur to the Kodesh HaKadoshim carrying the Kaf Umachto. And the Yerushalmi discusses what happens if the Kohen Gadol went in on two journeys, one time with the Kaf and another time with the Machto. And the Yerushalmi discusses whether he'll be Chayiv Misa or not. Now, says Reb Berel, Avada, if the whole Issa to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim would only be because of Bir Ikonis, then Avada, how can this be considered Bir Ikonis? Because since the Maizah, the second time he also needs to go in to take in the Machta, the first time he only took on the Kaf, the second time he needs to go in to take in the Machta, then Avada, this can be considered the Bir Ikonis. And if the Yerushalmi still has a tzad to go and say there's a Chiv Misa, this teaches us that even though the Knesset into the Kodesh is taka based on Bir Ikonis, but the Knesset into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, here there's a bezundere halacha that the Torah limits the entries into the Kodesh HaKadoshim only to what's absolutely necessary. And anything beyond that is also, even when it's not Ikonis. So it's taka choluk, the issa of going into the Kodesh to that of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Kodesh is taka issa, the Yisoidis is Bir Ikonis. And that's where Rabbi Tam and the Raman both go and say that if you're going to do Ishtachavah, then it's not considered Reikonis. But that's only going to be mattering to the Knis of the Kodesh. Rashi Masha, in Kodesh HaKadoshim, where we find, even when you need to go in, and it's not Reikonis, and still it's going to be Asa, clearly the Knis of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is limited only to what's absolutely necessary. And since the Shtachava, you don't have to go in, you could do it elsewhere. Therefore, that's why, as far as the Shtachava is concerned, it won't be mattering to Kodesh HaKadoshim, and if you go in, you're going to be Chayev Misa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.